This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and we are live at the 14th annual meeting. I am joined right now by Dr. Ramin Davidoff, who is the co-CEO of the Permanente Federation. Dr. Davidoff, thanks so much for joining me this morning. And I would love for you to start off by introducing yourself, telling us a little bit about your background and your current role.
Grace, it's a pleasure to meet you and to be here with you. I'm Ramin Davidoff. I'm a urologist, and I'm also the executive medical director and chairman of the board for the Southern California Permanente Medical Group. I'm also the chairman of the board and CEO for the Southeast Permanente Medical Group in Georgia, as well as Hawaii Permanente Medical Group. And I'm also the co-CEO of the Permanente Federation, which is a federation of all the Permanente Medical Groups that helps support 25,000 physicians nationwide serving in 8 states and the District of Columbia, taking care of 12.5 million members.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time to be here with me. First question for you. In your work, what has been top of mind for you most days?
Top of mind right now for, I think, all healthcare executives is a number of things, including the fatigue and burnout that's setting in the healthcare field, certainly for physicians, but really for all members of the healthcare team. And so this is a critically important problem for us to solve for, including the shortage that exists industry-wide in healthcare and the fact that our existing workforce is tired, fatigued, and in many cases, burned out is a tremendous challenge for healthcare in general. And so as an executive, we need to continually look for ways to improve the sustainability of the practice for all of our physicians. This is true for all specialties, but it is particularly impacting primary care, where the work is truly unsustainable. The administrative burdens, the increase in volume that is coming through in the aftermath of the pandemic, as well as many other challenges impacting our physicians, really affects their work. And it takes away the joy in the practice of medicine. And the calling that we all went into medicine for is really been impacted over the last few years. So that is by far and away the biggest thing on my mind, top of mind. And we put into place many strategies to help mitigate that. But it's a issue that needs to be needs long-term solutions, as well as short-term and intermediate resolution.
Absolutely. And kind of shifting a little bit, with the financial margin stabilizing, leaders are focusing more on growth and transformation strategies. So what does that look like for you at your organization?
Really good question. The growth has been an issue in our market. There's a lot of competition. And so we have to focus on care convenience and care coordination as key ways for us to be able to maintain our current membership and to grow in the markets that we serve. So this looks multiple fold, certainly providing opportunities for virtual convenient care and essentially any care venue, whether the patient wants, when they want it, where they want it, are going to be critically important for us to focus on. So convenience of care, providing the 24/7 virtual urgent care capabilities in our system has been another game changer that we've put into place. Essentially, we have a program now that is providing 24/7 virtual urgent care capability called Get Care Now, which serves our populations. And there are many segments of the population that want to be able to have their acute issues taken care of virtually and not have to come in. And we feel that that's going to help us maintain members and also grow in certain demographics, which will help ultimately with our margin.
Can you share a best practice tool and or a mindset that has proven helpful to you and your organization in navigating challenges over the last few years? And then what advice would you give to your peers regarding effective leadership?
Absolutely. Well, the pandemic really taught us many things that are important to get through challenges, which come every day. It feels like the crises come in waves and it's every day there's something new. And so keeping a calm demeanor and being level-headed, I think, for a leader is critically important. Being an empathetic and courageous leader, I believe, are hallmarks of an effective leader, especially during times of challenge and crises that we all face. And truly listening to what the people in the organization are feeling. In my view, leadership is a state of mind, and we have to encourage and empower everyone, regardless of whether they actually have a title or not, to feel like they're leaders where they work, where they stand. So this could be an LVN or a medical assistant or an RN or a physician in their module can be a leader in terms of helping take care of patients and coordinating the care that the patient needs. And certainly leadership to me is how people around you experience themselves when they're around you by being able to empower them to be their authentic self and be able to bring out the best in them and to do so in such a way that's voluntary and not forced brings out the best in people. And so very important, especially during times of challenge and crises, to empower your people to be their best authentic self and feel comfortable so they can bring out their own self-best and be truly self-motivated in the healthcare environment. So those are the kinds of things that I employ. I believe in servant leadership, which essentially doesn't involve a organizational chart. If anything, we have flipped the organizational chart upside down with the patient at the very top of that, and then the members of the workforce next, and we serve our membership. And by truly thinking that way, we have established an environment where all of our people can be their very best authentic self to serve the communities, to self the membership, and produce the best health outcomes.
Absolutely. And then my final question for you today is, healthcare saw notable job growth in 2023 compared to the year prior. So how do you envision the healthcare workforce will evolve this year industry-wide? And then how about at your own organization?
Really great question. And there's definitely still a workforce shortage, although we are seeing a little bit of a turnaround in that. And the shortage is in all aspects of healthcare. And some of the key things that are causing this is the joy is just not there in the practice for many people in healthcare. We need to bring that joy back. So empowering people to be able to innovate and collaborate across all specialties is a key aspect of what we do. Reducing the administrative burden on our clinicians, especially so that they can focus truly on patient care and have the patient front and center in front of them, including use of technology such as ambient scribes using augmented intelligence so that the documentation and other administrative tasks are removed from their burden so they could truly focus on the patient first and foremost are the ways to help improve the environment so that people would continue to be attracted to be in healthcare. The other is increasing the pipeline for physicians and other healthcare workers is very important. In Kaiser Permanente, where I work, we now have a school of medicine, which we're very proud of. We hope that that will increase the pipeline of physicians that want to practice our brand of medicine, which is Permanente medicine, which is physician-led, ethical, evidence-based, technology-enabled, team-delivered, and culturally sensitive care, which many of our physicians truly enjoy providing for the members of our community. And so working on the workforce shortages is critical. The pipeline becomes very, very important. But most importantly, working to reduce the unrealistic burden that has fallen on our physicians these days with all the administrative tasks and doing everything we can to reduce that burden using technology as well as in a team-based approach are the ways, in my opinion, to build up the workforce for both in the short term and in the long term.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Davidoff, thanks so much for joining me today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, we are live at the 14th annual meeting. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Grace. It's been a pleasure.